get along?
I'm good, all right.
New Year's gift.
Huh?
New Year's gift.
Yeah.
Well, come on, send it to me. My daddy used to come in and say New Year's gift, and then we all had to pay off. The one said it first got the present. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah, very quiet.
You decide you're going to come see me at the White House instead of the range?
I thought so.
All right. When you coming up?
The hell of it. They load me with so much work.
Yeah.
I've been at a desk here more than I've been out in the sunshine.
Yeah. When you coming up?
On the 6th. And I'm going out to Watery because I haven't had a checkup for about 3 months. Then I got some taping to do, and a ton of mail yet to get out. But I'll be there. Well, I'll go over to Watery the morning of the 7th, and then generally I'll be available from then on.
Right. Well, I look forward to seeing you, and happy birthday, and I'll communicate with you. George Ball told me he thought you were going to have some folks come down to see you down there.
Well, George was here yesterday.
Yeah.
Now that you're on, I must tell you, I got even with the liberals.
Yeah.
You know what? He bought the resort and got anti-trust, so he had put up the price on the electric globes and Union Disneyland.
Huh?
And then, of course, the rest of their products had to carry the load of their losses because they made a loss leader out of it. So he investigated a big deal. He was determined that they're going to have to put that price up. Well, when AP called me the other day, well, they said they must tell you about Wolf and Keylogger. So Bethlehem is in the same fix of this special deal. Well, it ought to carry its load, and they shouldn't charge it against the customers who buy their other product.
All I ask you to do there is just look at the facts as they explain them themselves to us.
Yeah.
Their profits are unthinkable this year over last year. And what they're going to do is kick off every steel company, and you got an inflation spree, and then you got OPA, and you got hell.
Well, for your information, I never said another word about it. The network's called up, the press called up, and said, I have nothing to say. And that was it.
When you come up, you let us show you what their own figures show.
Yeah.
We're looking at their whole card. They tell you the truth, you know, sometimes in the year when they pay their taxes.
Yeah.
And there's not a steel company in America that's not in damn good shape. 63 was a good year. 64 was up, way up. 65 is up more. And with the budget that we're coming in with for Vietnam, 66 will go through the goddamn ceiling. And these boys, ever just between us, I'm very friendly with the free enterprise system, but some of them are making real killings now off this war, and they ought to kind of hold the line. And I made the steel workers do that in the wage negotiations, and the companies went along then. Now, if this crowd kicks it off, God help us. I can't control it. I haven't got any control. But how much it's going to cost us in the budget, you have no idea.
You're going to ask for a little time for the budget, aren't you?
Well, I'm trying to decide. I'm trying to see. I don't think that we're going to get any reaction from anybody.
No,
and Everett, there's no one can tell me. I've been studying all the past records.
Yeah.
When Eisenhower came in, we had our Korean thing.
Yeah.
We wound up with a hell of a lot of surplus money that we'd appropriated that we didn't need.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to estimate 1st of January this year when I come up with my message.
Yeah, but you take your own time.
Well, now, let me tell you.
He's going to begrudge you that time.
I know it, but let me tell you my problem. I need your help. I've got to guess in January as to how much money I will spend in Vietnam July a year from now. In other words, July, June 1967, not 66. It's bad enough, 66.
That's right.
Now, here's what they say I can spend. Almost anywhere from 55 to 75 billion.
Yeah.
If I estimate the high amount, I've got to have taxes, and I got inflation, and I got controls, and I got everything.
Yeah.
If I estimate the low amount and it runs high, they'll all say I'm dishonest.
Well,
if I estimate the high amount,
yeah,
I'll do what Truman did in Korea, and we'll wind up with a lot of money that was never spent at all.
Well, if I were you, my friend, I would stay with the lower amount, just because of the sentiment in the country today. And they think you're going to take the budget through the seat. I doggone it, I'd rather stand it off and take what little heat it develops a year from now than to do it right now.
If you let me, on a confidential basis, I would like, when you get free, to come and spend a few minutes with you, giving you my alternatives when I get it round, and you're an old head, and you give me your judgment. I won't involve you, but I'd like it's a difficult problem, and I'm the only president you got, and I'm not running for anything. I'm just trying to do my best, and
I'll sit down with you.
Okay, all right.
Now, one other thing. What are you going to do with our young mayor up in New York? He's in trouble.
God, I don't know.
I'm going to help you.
I'll do whatever you tell me to do. You're my friend.
Well,
you're my friend, and I hope you'll give up Leola my love and tell her I'm awfully happy that God Almighty spared you.
Well,
and please take care of yourself.
I'll pray for you.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes,
bye.